This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Are Americans pro-life? A Gallup poll taken while the Gosnell murder trial was in full swing found two things. First, a full 58% of Americans oppose all or most abortions, and only a fourth of respondents were following that trial. While that is perhaps due to the near blackout in media coverage, another side effect of the poor mainstream media coverage is that LifeNews.com is breaking readership records. Monday, jurors in that Gosnell murder trial returned to consider the charges against the Philadelphia-based abortionist. Jurors had sent notes to the judge Friday saying they were drained and spent. The judge released the jury early Friday afternoon for the weekend. The White House used social media announcing Happy Mother's Day by touting the HHS mandate that forces employers to help interdict pregnancy by nearly any means possible. The mandate is so egregious it has drawn more than 100 lawsuits from religious groups, businesses, schools, and others who are not allowed to opt out under the narrow provisions. This is Life News Radio. Anytime Christians have made a difference in the world, it has been through prayer and even fasting. I suppose we could wait for the invitation to such prayer that overt persecution might offer, but wouldn't that simply be selfish? If you could ask babies whose numbers are greatly reduced by abortion, they'd say the persecution has begun. Pray, and maybe even give up some food, to bring a culture of life. Cardinal Sean O'Malley of Boston is boycotting Boston College's commencement this year. The professed Catholic college is honoring pro-abortion Prime Minister of Ireland, Edna Kenny. For pro-life headlines, delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.